And that's the thing I loved about doing styling, which I still do. You know, it's about focusing on the positives, focusing on what transformative power color has, and about body shapes, like what things do you love, focus on that. And that really is what confidence is. You just focus on the positives.
Hello, and welcome to the Coaching Hub podcast with me, your host, Ruth Kudsey. If you're a coach or you're coaching curious, this is the place for you. We're going to be talking all things coaching, personal development, and business development in a really fun way. You're going to hear live coaching sessions, and you're going to come away with tools and techniques that you can practically use and take away. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love you to subscribe. And if you really enjoy it, give me a review.
I am delighted today to have another Optimus student. We have the brilliant Laura Taylor. And Laura works with female entrepreneurs to help them build their confidence through styling and mindset so they can be the face of their business. She's worked with and seen so many service-based female entrepreneurs struggle with promoting themselves. And her mission is to help women fall in love with themselves just the way they are so that they can be sustainably visible in their business and be their brand, something which is so, so important. And I'm sure that many of you will resonate with. So welcome, Laura, to the podcast. What we're going to be doing today is really talking about how you signed up to the coaching to really support your clients in that journey to becoming sustainably visible.
Yeah. Hi, exactly. I remember our conversation actually when I was, before I signed up. Sort of my background as, you know, as an image consultant and a film teacher. And then throughout lockdown, I worked predominantly obviously online, and I helped a lot of service-based female entrepreneurs to get camera confident. So looking at how do you, you know, present yourself through video instead of in person, and all that kind of marketing that used to be done in person. And, you know, business did really well. And then I started getting people saying to me, and I'm going to sound like I'm up myself here, but not, but they would just go, Laura, I need you to teach me how to, you know, be like you, how to go live like you, and all of this sort of stuff. And that's when I got on a call with you, and I remember going, I think I've made a rod for my own back here. I'm in a position where it's an impossible position, where I'm basically got to the position where I am telling women how to replicate how I'm visible. You know, and I was discovering as I was good at G-ing people up, and I do group programs, and everyone was like, yeah, I'm going to go and do a live, Laura. And then maybe they do one. And inevitable, you know, crickets. So they didn't get the response that they had in their mind. And then they retreated back into, you know, hiding.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is not sustainable. And I remember you just said, yeah, Laura, you want to do coaching so that you can help people be sustainably visible. And I was like, yes. And then I signed up.
Yeah. But it's true, isn't it? That it's so easy to do things, you know, and often when we have lives, I mean, I've done lives even now where I've had nobody watching. And one of my friends actually, who's got how many people has she got? She's got something ridiculous, like, you know, 100,000 people on her Facebook page. And she was saying that she did a live and there was no one there. And she's like, oh, well, I might as well leave. And she was kind of like talking to herself on the live because there was no one there. And she's like, well, I realized I had to delete it. But sometimes it's that expectation as well, isn't it? Alongside the reality that people are like, well, you know, the first live they're expecting, you know, I don't know, 20 clients to sign up, and they have no one. And then that doesn't feel good.
Yeah. And then we retreat because, you know, and you're kind of like, that was uncomfortable. I was out of my comfort zone. I'm going to go back to where I feel safe. And, you know, comfort zones aren't necessarily safe places, you know, great places to be for growth. And when I kind of started doing this course, and I've been doing a lot of, you know, reading and training myself over the last few years, it's no secret I've always had anxiety since I was a child. And so I've done a lot of work around kind of myself and facing fears. That's what anxiety is, really, you know, and building your confidence. And when I sort of started really talking to lots of these women, I was like, what they really are saying they want from me is confidence, confidence in their own abilities to be able to get in front of a camera. Or now I do with my clients is what works for them. So get in front of a microphone, get in front of a pen and paper, you know, whatever it is, without that icky sort of feeling that comes with talking about yourself and promoting yourself. And yeah, if no one watches, okay, no one watches, that's fine. But the resilience to go again.
I love the fact that it's, you know, that when you're talking there, it's about what suits them. So it's evolved there from being about being on camera to actually, well, sometimes maybe it's going to be about a microphone. Sometimes it's going to be about being on camera or whatever it may be.
Yeah, completely. I had a client just started with her now, you know, my kind of one-to-one coaching package. I'd worked with her like a year ago in a group program, which was my Get Camera Confident group program, which was about getting people to go live and be okay with it. You know, had average results from it for her. You know, it worked for a bit, she loved some of it, but ultimately it wasn't her form of visibility. It wasn't a business built around her strengths and her passions. She's come back because of all the things I talk about now, and she's like, yes, let's do this. And we're going to work together for 6 months. And in the first session, we sort of, you know, she was sort of, I said, what do you love doing? You know, what are your passions outside of coaching? And she's like, I love writing. And she's written a thriller. She's waiting to get it sort of published. I'm like, oh my God, amazing. And she said, you know, I love writing. I love creating characters and I love people. They fascinate me. And I said, well, how could you bring that into your marketing, into your skill set? And she's like, I don't know. I was like, well, what do you think, you know, writing copy is, you know, marketing? It's stories. It's based in reality, but it's stories. It's about that human connection. Those are the things that all of my marketing stuff, it's stories and people and feelings that really get people, you know. And she was like, oh, she was like, I could just write some stories based on my past and people I know. And I was like, yeah, it sounds like a great option. And she's like, I'm going to go and just write for ages. And she's come back with tons of like different posts and topics and things that she could fill forever. But, you know, when it's drawn from them, you have endless marketing possibilities. You don't run out of ideas.
And what's interesting about that is that we're just leading really nicely on to that really is what coaching is, isn't it? Being drawn from the client rather than you leading the client where they want to go.
Exactly. I remember with my first mentor session I had, you know, as part of the coaching program. And I sort of said, you know, I don't know which issue to focus on with confidence coaching. You know, should it be around, because I'm very passionate about, you know, body confidence, coming from an image consultancy background, huge on this kind of thing, or do I come at it from, you know, the anxiety angle? And my mentor, amazing, she just went, well, that's not being coaching curious, is it? I was like, it's a good point. You know, I love the variety and the fact that I go into a space with someone, I go, I don't have a set system we're going to go through, I don't have a set program, and I don't know what the issue is. You don't know. And it's exciting to kind of yield that complete, like, you don't have any control over where it's going to go.
Yeah, it is exciting. I'm going to ask you, though, was it always exciting?
Not to begin with. When I was doing this about a year ago, I felt as though I had to kind of know something. I was like, what might it be? Could it be this? Or as another option, we're going to fix it by doing my system, you know, and that's not, and it's taken time for me to, you know, deal with that and manage relinquishing control and understanding that my system works for me.
So that's so powerful though, isn't it? Because many people don't know that. Many people don't realize that their system works for them. And maybe for other people, a different system is going to work better.
Yeah. I had another of my clients. She was absolute, like, super intelligent woman, knows everything, you know, everything in her field. She's expert. And she was starting out her new business, and she's, and I worked with her last year, you know, pre kind of coaching, formalized coaching. And she was like, I'm going to get all this done. You know, I was trying to show her how to, you know, go live on camera. It's just not playing to her strengths. And she started to feel it kind of crushed her confidence. And then she said, I'll create a website instead. You know, I'll create the branding. I'll create all of these things. And all she was doing was sort of hiding behind her brand. You know, the sort of, it's okay, I'm sort of, oh, you said it recently on something, but basically it kind of, you were sending out the message. I can't remember what you said. You did it in a live yesterday. I wish I'd written it down, but you were kind of sending out messages, but you weren't actually engaging in any, with anyone. There was no connection. And it came from this fear that she wasn't good enough. And that if she actually said, this is the thing I do, that they would reject her. They would reject her baby, you know, her creation. So she kept hiding and procrastinating and sort of tweaking everything to make it perfect, to avoid actually putting it out there, for it to be accepted, you know, rejected, this sort of thing.
I think so many people resonate with this. Yeah, I call it proactive and reactive. So I say that often on social media, we're really good at, you know, posting. Like, but actually, you know, a post with a pretty picture or a post with a quote, great. You know, you might get some traction from that, but actually it's social. So you have to engage, you have to go, you have to be proactive. Now that proactive doesn't mean that you have to be, you know, sending DMs to everyone, but responding to other people, going onto other people's accounts and actually engaging with them. And I think, I'm sure that you help people a lot with this through the coaching and the confidence, because that's the scary bit, you know, having a website. Nobody needs to see you. They can even contact you through the website. But if you are actually really sustainably visible, you're having conversations, aren't you?
Completely. And that's, you know, where that's what felt like the biggest inside secret that nobody told me about for like the first 2 years of my business. Finally, I clicked. I was like, oh yes, networking, connections, you know, and then you start working with other people and collaboratively, and they're not your competition, you know, it's people you can learn from. And that is where it all, the magic happens. But within that, if a lot of my clients are like, yeah, I get it. I need to do that, but I'm not. And it's that frustrating thing they have where they know what they need to do. They've done all the courses, they've read all the books, but they can't do it. And that's where the power of kind of coaching, you know, yes, we look back a bit, but because I've delved into all of my past, my demons, all of my fears, those areas don't scare me. Tears don't scare me, you know, nothing, that part of our mind doesn't worry me, or, you know, I'm not intimidated by it. And what a lot of my clients have not done is really delve into who they are and what are their strengths, you know. And one of my clients was like, I feel like if I do the thing I'm good at, that's like cheating, it's easy. I'm like, well, don't you want to make it easier? Like, if you find the thing you're great at, you know, play to that strength. You know, we don't build a business on something we're really rubbish at. And lots of coaches are so great at being coaches because they're great listeners and they like to kind of just be the person that's not the center of attention. They like to listen to other people and they're fascinated by them. And they make brilliant coaches. But then they come to me and they're like, but the concept of marketing myself, to them, it feels inauthentic. And like there's an ulterior motive going on, this assumption that if you're selling yourself, that you are being, it's kind of sleazy and it's not authentic. And they really struggle with being their brand, being at the core of everything they do. Yes, it's about their clients, but you have to be visible, truly visible, making connections with people so that they know you exist, for one. And two, if they decide that, you know, your values align, that you want to work together. Because there's lots of other coaches that do what I do, but certain people will gel with me. But that's because I have the confidence, you know, and the resilience to sort of step out and go, this is me, warts and all, you know, not for everyone. And that's okay.
Yeah. And I think it's so important to actually, you know, have that honest conversation that you won't be for everyone. And that's okay. And that's actually, you know,
that's actually part of it. You know, the understanding that you're not for everybody, and understanding that you are for some people, and finding those people is, you know, is really where the magic is.
Completely. I totally agree. And when my clients kind of, you know, and get to that place where they're like, okay, I am okay with who I am. You know, I've unstuck myself. I've got rid of that limiting belief around whatever it is that they are, you know, hung up on. And it just unleashes them into the world. And yes, it takes time. And that's why my coaching programs now aren't less than 6 months, just because I think for sustainable visibility, which is what I do, it needs to be for that supportive length of time, because it's not like I'm just going to throw people out there. I think one of the really interesting things, going off on a tangent as I always do, in your course was about, you know, what does success mean for them? What does action mean for them? Because I would always go, I'm an action taker. And I am. I do things. Whereas other people, you know, they need 3 weeks to just reflect and process that. And it was things I sort of just took for granted, that the way I do it is just the way it's done. And it's been really good to refresh that from being a teacher many, many years ago, you know, to kind of come back to those sort of learning styles and the way people process information and what does action mean? Mm. So it's been really interesting to be able to adapt everything I do for my clients.
I bet it has. So in terms of the coaching then, how you've talked a lot about how it's already helping with your clients, and you're really embedding it into your programs, building that longer term sustainability in terms of, you know, that they're going to be able to do this, you know, for the long haul after they've worked with you. Where do you see it going next?
Oh, I had a feeling you were going to ask me that and I didn't think about it. I think what I'm going to probably do is niche exclusively to coaches. I think that the more because one of my limiting beliefs was, and I think I put this into the first business Q&A at the beginning of the course, like, do coaches need coaching?
Yes, I remember you doing that.
It's a bit like, I don't know. And actually, they, you know, it's a different skill set. I'm not teaching them to coach, you know, I'm actually helping them get reacquainted with them, the unfamiliar woman, you know, the woman that they put last a lot of the time. And it's about bringing them center stage, you know, and figuring out a business model that totally works for them. And one of the things I've loved doing recently is exploring their niche. You know, a lot of them are starting out and they're exploring, who do they love working with? What transformations do they love seeing? You know, what really sets them on fire? And then when they're lit from within, it just all falls into place. So I think going forwards, I just want to work exclusively in that way. Maybe I'll run a membership, maybe I'll do these things, but I've come to realize my way of doing things is, I'm not great at structure, I'm not gonna lie. I thrive on the unknown and the in the moment, spontaneous. So I like working one-on-one with clients, you know, as and when the conversations come in and the connections happen. So never say never, but I think this year is all about kind of strengthening this, my business, as pure kind of coaching. And the styling part of it is like one of the tools in my kit, shall we say. And
that's great, because it you're combining your experience before with coaching. And so therefore you're really strengthening everything that you do by combining those.
Yeah, exactly. And some of my clients, they really do go, no, I want to do videos, or I have to do videos. I don't like how I look on camera. Are there some tips and tricks we can go through? And that's the thing I loved about doing styling, which I still do. You know, it's about focusing on the positives, focusing on what transformative power color has, and about body shapes, like what things do you love? Focus on that. And that really is what confidence is. You just focus on the positives. And we all too easily go to the negatives. And it's about kind of retraining the brain a bit about, no, I'm going to focus on the positives first.
Yeah, always focus on those positives. So I'm sure that people listening to this will be interested to find out a little bit more about you. So where can they find you online?
So actually, another thing for this year is to rebrand. Now you're going to ask me where to find me. So currently you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, my website, which is yourstylewithlaura.com if you're looking at a website. Predominantly I'm on Facebook. That's the platform I love and work with. And I have a Facebook group, the Camera Confidence Club, which is for service-based female entrepreneurs to build their confidence so they can be sustainably visible.
Brilliant. So we'll put all of those into the show notes. And equally, if you've been listening to this and you're thinking about training as a coach and maybe combining coaching with what you're already doing, there is a link to our professional coach diploma with Optimus, which you can find out some more information and book a call directly with me. Thank you so much, Laura.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Coaching Hub podcast with me, Ruth Kudsey. If you enjoy this, I would love you to join my Facebook group, The Coaching Community, for more of the same.